Community groups and individuals gathered here today are calling on the government to disregard its carbon pollution reduction scheme. This scheme rewards polluting industries, disempowers the people, and will do nothing to solve the climate crisis. Instead, we call on the government to implement 100% renewable energy by 2020. This is the type of necessary action we need to avert the climate catastrophe. This is the type of leadership we need for Kevin Rudd to fulfil his election promises.
Here. I mean, was it bigger than what you expected?
We were hoping for a couple of thousand people to come out today, and I think we've achieved that. We're very happy with the turnout, and we think that it demonstrates that millions of Australians are extremely concerned about this very serious issue.
Do you think, I mean, I guess the recent temperatures, you know, have heightened people's concerns?
I think it's very likely that people have been experiencing the recent high temperatures and worrying about what this means for what's to come.
Anything else that you'd like to add specifically?
Just like to say that this protest today is a culmination of a historic summit where over 140 community groups decided on a unified national campaign to fight climate change from the community level up. This is a campaign for every Australian to get involved in, every Australian who cares about the future of our planet and its people.
Some of the major things that came out of those discussions with the 140 communities.
We decided that we cannot support the proposed carbon pollution reduction scheme. It will do nothing to solve climate change, and we decided that we need 100% renewable energy by 2020.
Are there more protests on the way?
Yes, there'll be protests rolling out throughout the year, national mobilisations to demand urgent action and call for 100% renewables by 2020.
Where are they from? Like, I mean, we're talking irrigators, farmers. Tell us a little bit about.
There are people here from all walks of life. There's families, grandparents, blue-collar workers, students and professionals. There's people here from all over Australia. These are ordinary Australians standing up together to call for urgent action to respond to this crisis that will affect the future of us all.
And so just with the media, I'm finding that we obviously have a role to play as well. Can you give us some words of encouragement to let the media know that we need more support?
Yeah, the media should try and help community climate action groups get their message out. For too long, the media has listened to the word of polluting industries that influence the government unduly. We need the voice of the people to begin to be heard throughout the nation.
Climate action now! Climate action now!